I go back in time.
Bilko and Jade's Back in Time.
Oh, yes, we haven't done this for a few weeks, but it is the time of the show where we go back and talk to one of our great artists, one of the many myriad of people we play here at Zinc 96, and featuring today is the one and only Disco Dazza. Sorry, Darryl Braithwaite, I should be more respectful,
fair
shouldn't
I? Fair to call him a legend? Is he a legend? Oh. I would say he was an Australian music icon.
This music icon sort of started out with the band Sherbet, was known in his heyday for being on Bandstand and what's the other, Countdown with Molly Meldrum. That's sort of where Sherbet got to their star status, because that was where live bands got the showcase.
Yeah, absolutely.
How good they were.
He's,
and of course,
73 and still touring.
73, is he? God. Wow. Responsible for this song. This has got a whole new generation on board.
Doesn't it make you feel good? It's a great song.
I guarantee every millennial would know the words to this song. It's an old Ricky Lee song from back in the day. So he flogged it off her, but in fact he's made it more famous than Ricky Lee did back in the day. Ricky Lee Jones I'm talking about, not Ricky Lee from Australian Idol. And look, we caught up with him talking about that song and the significance of it. Jade takes the story.
How do you explain the success of the song?
No idea, which is probably the best answer, only because I've spoken to, maybe about 5-6 years ago, to one of the writers of the song, Ricky Lee Jones, and told her how sort of popular it had been, because it had been out 25 years at that stage, and we both agreed that it's just a good song with maybe the lyrics that appeal to people, the melody, or all of those things, but just fortunate to have one of those songs that seems to move people.
Yeah, well, she'd be singing it these days in a concert, and people are going, "Stop singing Daryl's song."
She actually told me that she was playing it, and before she sang it, she said, "Some of you may think this belongs to the guy here from Australia, but it doesn't."
Well, I did. When we were talking about it the other day, Bilko said to me, "It's a Ricky Lee Jones song." I was like, "No, it's not." He said, "Yes, I assure you it is."
Oh, yes. No, it is. And I actually, when she came out here about 5-6 years ago, I actually got the chance to sing it with her on stage, which was really quite a thrill, because I was a little bit nervous because her version is very, what would you call it, Ricky Lee Jones.
Bluesy sort of, yeah.
Sort of thing. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to get killed here by her. Not only her, but her audience and all that. But it worked out all right because it's, you know, the melody was similar. That's the way it's going to be, little darling. We'll be riding on the horses,
yeah. Way up in the sky, little darling. If you fall, pick you up.
And I believe that she has a friend of mine, James Rain, who you would have heard of.
Yes.
He actually went to the Blues Fest a few years ago, maybe about the same time, 5-6 years ago, and she played it there, and that was the first time that she experienced everyone singing it.
Oh.
And she didn't know why it was so popular.
It's an Australian anthem, truly. I mean, it's part of the fabric of our history. It really is. It's one of those songs that everybody knows. It's multi-generational, and it'll always be a Darryl Braithwaite song to us. But Darryl, what song do you like to sing? I mean, that's huge, but what's the song that sets your soul on fire?
Yeah, I really still like a lot, and it has a lot of thought behind it, is As the Days Go By.
Yes.
Mainly because of the fact that that was the first one that came out off the Edge album back in 87. And if that hadn't have worked, then, it all would have been very different.
Have a listen to this. This is Darryl from the Edge on Zinc 96, doing it Back in Time. Dara Braithwaite, the man who led Sherbet out of nothingness to incredible stardom, who has had a solo career on his own and has got a whole new swathe of fans, including people like your daughter.
Yes. Well, the horses, see, the horses has lasted for many decades, in fact. I think it came out, when did it first come out, Books?
1990. Like,
there you go. So, I mean, it's still very, very much loved.
And people probably don't realise Daryl's still bringing out hits now. Only a few months ago, he brought this out as a single. It was the first new music he'd had in years. I've been riding up. How good is it?
It's a great song.
Hey, boss, can we play this regularly? This is really good. You've got to explain the story behind this one. Come on, Daryl. Come on.
Well, yeah, she didn't say what it was. Somebody gave it to me. I passed it on to my friend and ex-manager, Roger Davies, who manages Pink. So that's where it had to go. And I sent it to him via my phone. Send him the attachment, I thought. 3 months later, I was talking to him. I said, Rog, did you ever get that, you know, ever have a listen to that song? And he said, what song? And I was already about to go in and record it, thinking that he hadn't heard it and just ignored it. So I had to send it to him that afternoon, and he kindly listened to it and came back and said, no, I think it suits you more than Pink. Oh. And I went, oh, okay. Oh.
But, Daryl, I've got it on my Spotify, and when I hear it, I love your version, but because I know the story that, you know, Pink may have sung it, I can see her doing it, mate, and I think there's a duet down the track. You and Roger have got to try and make this happen.
Well, Roger would have a good connection there, I'm sure, but, yeah, we might, but initially, see, a little unknown fact that you wouldn't know and I haven't told many people is that it had also a swear word on there.
Wow.
Ooh, very risque, Darren.
Yeah, beginning with F.
Oh, you went the whole hog.
I know, and I thought, my God. But it was uncalled for, and I remember going back to the writers and saying, can we change that? Because there's no need for that. And they said, oh, okay, yeah, okay, good.
And they did.
Yep. Yep.
Can I also educate Jade as well? Roger Davies, your manager, used to manage Tina Turner, correct? Or still does?
No, he does, or he did, because she's not working anymore. Mm-hmm. And also Sade and there was... Oh, and Cher as well.
Oh, just Cher, you know. Sade, Cher, you know.
Yeah. How good a company are you in, mate, yeah. Eh?
Oh. I know. I'm very fortunate sometimes.
What a journey it's been, absolutely.
And I've got to ask you too, Daryl, seriously. Now, Jay doesn't know this either. Tell us about your, I won't say ill fated, but tell us about your your connection with Neighbours. Come on.
It's a very subdued thing.
Come on, tell me.
David and I, we went and played. They said, can you come? This is many years ago, maybe, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago. And they said, can you come in and just play one summer? It's for a wedding scene and all that. So we made it onto Neighbours. But I didn't get an invite to the last show, which was really disappointing.
Oh, the mongrels. How do you leave Daryl Braithwaite off your invite list?
Daryl, that's okay. Angry Anderson hasn't got an invite either.
No,
that's right. But and I've never actually seen the show itself, but it's apparently very popular.
I once read that you're a Fitter and Turner. My husband's a Fitter and Turner. Is that accurate, or is that just one of those music myths that goes down in history?
No. I was a Fitter and Turner by trade at Cockatoo Island Dockyard in Sydney Harbour.
So was it a backup plan for music? Like, how do you do that?
It was... It was a plan, but it was, that's what I was going to be. And then music came up and doing that on weekends just as a hobby. And then somebody asked me to join professionally, they said, a band called Sherbet. And I thought, oh, okay, that sounds all right. And then, I told my mum and dad, and Dad was furious, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Because going into a band, because he said, so what's that, what is that going to pay? And I said,
Don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
like all good young person moment. Answers, yeah.
Food.
Don't know.
Exactly.
Nothing at the moment. But it was obviously the right decision.
A stellar career. I'm so glad that you took that leap, because can you imagine if you didn't, if you were, you know, still a tradesman in a very
I would have given up fitting and turning by now. Or,
yeah, you may have retired dead. From that. Oh, well, yeah. We're glad you're still with us, Daryl. Yeah,
my pleasure. Thanks for having us on.
Do yourself a favour and get that onto your Spotify, whatever. Love Songs by Daryl Braithwaite, a song that could have been Pink's. You've been bringing out the best in me. You reckon you can hear Pink doing this song? Your hands are
so familiar. It's a great song.